You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones because I have a lot of information I want to cover with this gentleman. That's J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, you know, listening to Ed, there's going to be lots of opportunities, but they're going to be challenging this year, and I know you're going to help people. We're going to talk about maybe helping be a little more successful with their pheasant hunting. But before we get to that, we still have rifle deer and elk seasons going on. Are you still helping people sight in and get their scopes lined up?
Yeah, Terry. And, you know, so many folks enjoy Colorado Clays year-round because we do have that unlimited open to the public shooting. But, you know, each fall we do have that rush of hunters getting ready for season. And, Terry, once again, Colorado Clays came through with the finest big game preparation format anywhere, which, of course, includes our state-of-the-art facility featuring that video viewing system for real-time sight-in, which is priceless, 50-yard intermediate targets for quick dial-in, and muzzleloaders. And, of course, we are a muzzleloader-friendly facility with that open-air shooting area. And then we talked about those clinics. You know, we have the most comprehensive sighting clinics available, and last but not least on that, the finest staff in the industry. And yes, Terry, to answer your question, we're still helping bunches of Colorado outdoorsmen and women get their guns sighted in for the seasons coming up. And Terry, even our pistol range, we had some folks in here doing some pistol sight in for a hog hunt, which sounds really fun. And we are, as usual, already hearing success stories, and we just love seeing those pictures. So it's been a great fall, Terry.
Oh, it really has. I want to dive into the pheasants because we're limited on time today. But if I'm going pheasant hunting and I need my shots to count, we'll talk about the type of practice. But I think first I got to know that I'm shooting the right loads with the right chokes. What kind of questions do you have to ask people? And then do you head for your patterning board first?
Yeah, well, Terry, and that's a good point. I've been doing this for a lot of years. And people do come up with me for all kinds of questions as far as their shotgun relative to upland game hunting. And, of course, the first thing and what I've always said most important, you hear it all the time, point of aim, point of impact. A person has to verify that when you're in a good stance, have a good sight picture, and you're on a target, that your pattern is going to be covering your target. So the pattern board is obviously the first place to go. Lots of folks want to know, well, what choke should I use? What type of gun, this and that? Well, those are all dependent on a whole list of variables from literally the type of gun. If you have a single barrel or a double barrel, you have two choke options with a double, of course. What kind of range you're going to be shooting? Are you hunting over dogs? Are you going to be shooting at passing driven birds or walking? And, of course, you know, your ammo, shot size determines how many pellets you have. And really what it boils down to, you can go up to the Colorado Clays patterning area and shoot at closest to longest ranges you expect to shoot based on your ability or the conditions, and that make sure that you have adequate pellet density, which means, you know, the right number of pellets on target to deliver the energy and the clean, efficient kill you're looking for. So the beauty of our patterning area too, Terry, is you're shooting a full 42-inch sheet of cardboard with an aiming point. So you can see not just pattern density, you can see overall pattern diameter. And a lot of folks will keep those and make notes, take them home and study them. So this is definitely the first place to start for any kind of hunt.
Now, after I learn what my load does, what is a common load? 7.5, sixes? What do people leave? I mean, it depends on, like you said, how far they want to shoot, but is there one that seems predominant for upland game?
The most common, now it depends, of course, if you're shooting quail and stuff, I see a lot of 7.5 and six shot. But for pheasants and the bigger birds, it does seem that sixes and fives are the most common. But I will do everything from 7.5s through fours. Sixes and fives seem to be the preference based on the average person's expectations for distances they're going to be shooting and, you know, pellets they want on target. Those two seem to be pretty dominant.
Now, you guys have skeet, you have trap, you have clays out there. What's the best shooting discipline for me to practice for upland game?
Okay, well, and that's a good question. So, Terry, you know, we've talked about it a lot of times. Any trigger time and any practice is good preparation. And like I said, trap, great area to go. Skeet, great game. sporting clays never go wrong. But when we start talking specifically about upland game preparation, there is just nothing that compares to a wobble trap. And that wobble trap that's overlaid onto our skeet fields is a ground-level trap house, has a machine in it. And that machine oscillates left to right and up and down randomly. So wherever that machine is when you call for a bird is the angle and elevation you get, which is random, so therefore it is the perfect upland game practice. And that is our number one preferred preparation for upland.
So if I'm coming out to Colorado Clays and I want to get in some wobble trap, what is it going to cost me?
It's just crazy how inexpensive it is, Terry. So $7.50 a round for shooting the wobble trap, and that's 25 targets. So you can go through an entire box of shells, practice 25 shots for $7.50.
That's ridiculous. I keep telling you that's too cheap. Hey, JR, we are going to run out of time here. We got shortened up because of a college football game. But if people want more information or come out and take advantage of it, tell them how they find you.
Give us a call, Terry, 303-659-7117. Or go to the website, coloradoclays.com. Check us out. Take the virtual tour. And then come on out and see us.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again very soon. And you and I need to get on the water and catch some fish while there's still time.
All right, let's make it happen before it turns to ice.
All right, all fish on the ice, that's okay. Okay. But all right, we'll talk to you soon, JR.
Thanks, Terry.
You bet. We're going to start wrapping things up here. We are having a shortened show today because of a college football game. You know, COVID has moved some of the college football games around, and there's been some last minute rescheduling, and unfortunately we got caught up in that a couple times. It may happen again. We're looking out at the schedule, trying to mitigate that as much as possible. We may even do some time changes one Saturday. But if you follow us on Facebook at Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, we will keep you posted on any time changes on the show, and we'll also tell you what's going to be coming up on the show. Like if you were following us on Facebook, you would have known Ed Gorman was going to come up today and give us our annual upland game update. What a tremendous resource Ed is. And of course, we had Ronnie Castiglione talking about taking advantage of the low water. The one thing I do want to, you know, we heard that Spinning Mountain closed today from Tightline Outdoors. So you're going to have to start really planning if you're going fishing right now and hunting because of the fires, because of low water. It's just affecting the habitat a lot. So we need to be very conscious of where we're going and plan ahead. Right now, you can launch a boat at Horsetooth, but you can't get to the shore on the west side. You can get to the shore on the east side, and the launching at Horsetooth is going to get more difficult because the water level is low, and they're going to move to the ramp through the swim beach, but there's some really good fishing. Karen and I went out there and got into some really good smallmouth using like jigging wraps or Johnny darters, and I'm talking 15 to 20 inch smallmouth, and Ronnie got some really nice walleyes out there. Boyd is still in good shape with water. Check anywhere you're going, the water, with the water levels and the fires. You know, you can't fish most of the Poudre River or the Big Thompson right now. You can't even access those roads. So be very cautious. Plan ahead. Go outdoors, take advantage, but really, really plan ahead on what you're doing out there. If you get a chance, take a look at our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. We're going to take you not only all over North America and down to South America on trips, but we will take you to a lot of locations right in your backyard here, tell you what's available there, how to fish them, how to approach them, where they're located. Half those shows, there's about 150, were filmed right here in the Colorado area. And we update with new shows. Karen puts up their legacy shows from our TV. Karen puts those up almost every other week. She adds a new show to that. We're going to wrap things up. We'll let the Eagles take us to the bottom of the hour and college football on 104.3 The Fan. I saw a shimmering light.